neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Now, I'm saying, what Hashem is expecting from you, except to fear Him. So we explain, you know, what exactly the Yirat Shamay, the fear of Hashem, is all about, and why this request is not accepted from Shamayim. That means they leave it up to you to work on your fear of Hashem. So Gemara learns from here, it says, Ma, that means what? So Gemara says, don't read it Ma. You have to put the Aleph in there, then you turn it to Me'ah. Me'ah means 100. So from here we learn that everyone, men and ladies, they have an obligation. Some hold that this is a direct command from the Torah to say 100 berachot. You have to say 100 berachot. So ma means what? So Moshe said, what Hashem is expecting from you? So Gemara says, no, that's not what he meant. He meant to say 100 berachot, because the difference between what and 100 is only an aleph, right? So now the question is asked, so why put the aleph in there? You don't need the aleph. If you add mem and a hey, how many you get?
45.
So say that Moshe Abraham Shalom meant to say 45 berachot. So give him 55 berachot discount. No? Yes? So why put the aleph in there? Let's see. Do you recall any place in the Torah that it was complained that they don't have fear of Hashem? You remember anywhere? No, it doesn't say in the Torah you didn't have fear of Hashem. Said that I noticed Rag Ein Yirat Elokim Bamagom Hazeh. Who said? Why he said such a thing? Because when Abraham and Sarah they went to Gerar, so then Abimelech took Sarah Imenu, right? So he came and questioned him, said, how come you didn't tell him the truth, right? So what did he say? What did he say? His response was, I didn't tell you the truth because?
Are you kidding me?
No. Because he said to Abimelech, the king, that this place has everything. Everything. The only thing that is missing is fear of Fear of Hashem, any Yirat Elokim po, right? Everything is there, but there is no fear of Hashem. So what does it mean? So he meant, I came here, right? So now you should have asked me, I'm a newcomer, right? What should you have asked me? What do you ask somebody that comes to your house?
Do you need a place to stay?
You need a place to stay. Do you have food to eat? Do you have a blanket? No? You don't ask, you know, is this your sister or your wife? What is it to you? Right? Yes? So now, if the only thing that is concerned, that if this is my sister or my wife, so that means you?
Are interested in her?
You don't have any?
Interest in me.
You don't have
any fear of Hashem.
You don't have a fear of Hashem. So what does that mean? So here we learn, if you're only thinking about yourself, so that means you ignore and deny the presence of Ribono Shel Olam, right? So now, just imagine that people that they have a big factory, warehouse, right? Like the workers, do they behave? Do they take something with them?
Yes.
Of course. So now, if you put a camera there, would they take more or less?
Less.
Why? Because they know the boss is watching them in the office on the monitor, and they're being watched. So what happened all of a sudden? The camera made them a tzaddik, right? But why? Because as long as you feel you're watched, you become tzaddik. But if you feel nobody's watching you, so you're not a tzaddik. So here, Moshe Abraham Shalom says, what Hashem really wants from you. Then all of a sudden he puts an Aleph in there. What does it mean? What does it mean? Aleph means Hashem. So now when you put the Aleph in what? Because people sometimes respond, they say, Magichishode. What happened? Why would they say this? Because they say, oh, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So now, when you put the Aleph in there, the purpose is not that you turn to the what 200. The purpose here is the mentality of, so, what's the big deal? When you put the Aleph in there, that is Hashem, the Aleph, one, is Hashem, so then you have a fear of Hashem. For example, it never happens, just to be able to understand it well. So let's say, sometimes you enter the place, there's a sign on the top of the door. It says, what does it say?
Exit.
Exit. What does exit mean?
Yeah.
Means to exit.
Yeah.
So now, wherever you see exit, there's a door, right? So when you want to go out, what do? Open the door. Yeah. And then after you open the door, what happens?
Should hold it, not let it go.
I know, do you close it or you leave it open?
I close it.
You close it. So how do you close it?
Gently.
Gently?
Yeah.
What's the difference? You close it gently or you slam the door?
I look, see anybody behind me before I close it on somebody's face.
Understand. But do you close the door quietly? You're careful to close it quietly or harshly? Quietly?
Yes, of course.
But what's the difference?
So nobody gets disturbed.
Just imagine that Rabbeinu Ovadia Zatzal happened to be in your house as a guest and he's taking a nap. So how do you behave in your house?
You walk on your toes.
Walk on your toes. Why?
Not to wake him up.
Wake him up. So what happens if you wake him up?
You disturb the guy in his sleep.
So what happens if you disturb him?
Disrespect.
So you have no respect for him.
Yeah.
So that means, and sometimes it's very interesting, like some you hear a knock on the door, right? There's a knock on the door. So then, all of a sudden he says, don't open the door! Don't open the door! I said, why? He says, I'm in pyjama. What happened? So pyjama is kosher for the member of the family, but when there's the neighbor knocks on the door, then you want to change. What happened all of a sudden?
You want to look present.
What happened? That means you have more respect for the neighbor rather than the member of the family.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because family are family. They're all the time.
So that means you lost the respect for them?
No, not the respect.
Yes? He said, don't open the door! The neighbor should not see me with a pyjama.
Everyone in the house is in pyjama, so it's normal.
Why is it normal? If Rabbi Ovadia Zatzal needs to sleep in your house, how do you walk in your house? Huh? On your?
Cool.
Why? Because you don't want to wake him up. No?
Yes.
So now here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom says, Ma! Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. He said, don't read it, Ma. You have to read it. How do you read it? Ma has to be read as? Me'ah. Me'ah. Why all of a sudden you put the Aleph in there? Because the mentality of us, everyone, is we do things that we like to do. And the people say, why are you doing this? So what happened? What happened? Why are you getting so, out of control? What happened? So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom comes and says, no, that's not how it works. If you were aware of Ribono Shel Olam that is watching you, would you get angry? So why do you get angry?
Because you don't have the awareness.
So that means lack of awareness of that the Ribono Shel Olam, like the worker in the warehouse, sees the camera, he's not gonna put something in his pocket. Huh? So if I was aware that the Ribono Shel Olam is watching me constantly, my way of speaking would be different. The way I sit would be different. The way I respond to things was different. But because I'm not aware and very selfish and like to do things my way, so then I even don't want to remember that Hashem is watching me. And that's what the difference between Ma and Me'ah is. Ma, what happened? But here we know that our attitude changes. If you have a guest, you become an angel. Huh? You don't act the same way as, you know, casual and, you know, free. Why? Because you have respect. And there's a story that Gemara brings. There was a couple, they were fighting all the time on Fridays. So we went about Balanis, goes on every Friday. And then, after a few weeks, they got along. They had shalom. And the Filoni said, "Oi, why, boy, Rabbi Meir threw me out of the house." So what happened? How come when they saw Rabbi Meir Balanis, they were talking nice to each other? Why? Rabbi Meir Balanis, Tarim, the same way that you have respect for me when I'm here, and you respect one another, you have to give the same respect that you have for me for each other. That's what exactly Moshe Abraham Shalom was saying. I mean, said the same way that Avraham Avinu told Avimelech. What did he tell him? Rav en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. Everything is there, but what is missing? Hashem. And that's what exactly Moshe Abraham Shalom is teaching us. You have to keep saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, 100 times. Why? Because this way you get it in your system. Hashem is there. Hashem is watching me. Hashem has to be respected no matter what I do. And that's what the difference between Ma, that means shh, what's a big deal? And the Me'ad, you put the Aleph in there. It's a very interesting code. You know the formula of Atbash? Atbash? Aleph with Tav, Bet with Shin. So that means will be replaced, the first and the last one. So now, Mem Vahe, Mem and He. You put it in Atbash, what do you get? Mem and He. You get Yud and Etzadi. You add Yud and Etzadi, how many you get? Yud is 10, Tzadi is 90, you get? 100. So that means when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom said, Ma, in a quote, he told them, Ma is equal to 100. No, in Atbash. In Atbash form is 100. So that's the quote. Tam Shav Shalom Tad Am Yisrael. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezad Hashem, Shekol Ma'asen Yip. Koyin La'Nisham Mote, Halel Ko Halel Uko, Koyin La'Nisham Mo, Nisham Mo Sheli. Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.